Tapula doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming, all you better come strong. Get out of my way.
Walt Tapula, Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about my guy, Greg Wales, and Kiwi Financial. Through personal life, business, financial, and estate planning changes, your financial advisor should be by your side, like financial advisor Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson. If you aren't getting the attention or information you deserve from your current financial advisor, Greg Wales at Kiwi Financial in Clemson wants to earn your business and your trust. A financial advisor should know your goals, help push you towards them, send you frequent updates and encouragement along the way. That's Kiwi Financial. Your financial advisor shall educate you on any new financial approaches to help better grow your portfolio and your return on investments. Greg knows that you've worked hard for your money and now you need it to work for you. Greg uses cutting-edge financial technology to create a meticulous plan that helps you achieve your current investment and financial goals. He'll be there for you through the mountains and valleys of life, educating, advising, helping lead you to a more fulfilling financial future. Look, if you just want more from your money and your financial advisor services, call my guy Greg Wales and Kiwi Financial Group. Schedule your free consultation by calling Greg at 654-5043, 654-5043, or visit Kiwi Financial located next to Max Drive and on Pendleton Road in Clemson, and you will thank me later. Byron, you finally got your wish. They fired your coach.
Yeah, I know. It's been a couple weeks. Still haven't gotten any better since then, though. It's been up and down all year.
Yeah.
I mean, you got, like, the next week you won big, and then you got dominated by a crappy Oregon State team, and then you win the next week. It's just, like, it's ridiculous, but...
You want to know what else is interesting, Byron, and I don't know what to make of it. That line on the Oregon State game went way down before the game, and like almost like somebody knew something. And I had given out USC minus 11, and USC lost the game. And then this past weekend, the line actually suddenly jumped up on USC. So I gave it as a late addition because I figured maybe somebody still knows something. The Colorado game and USC crushed Colorado. Just some strange things going on with the USC program in general in that regard. But the Oregon State performance sort of hard to understand. I mean, Oregon State had like 500 yards in the third quarter.
Yeah, and not only that, but the defense
stopped
nothing. What startles me because
yeah,
exactly. Not only that, but you got guys on that defensive line that should consistently be able to stop the run every now and then. If you got Drake Jackson, who's probably a top five NFL prospect. I forget the guy's name is going to go to Clemson, but he will eventually be a top five prospect.
Yep.
And they just can't stop anybody in the run. But the one thing that I wanted to tag along about the Carolina Panthers is, can we talk about how crappy of a organization the Jets are? Because if you look at Sam Darnold, and I'm not saying he is a MVP quarterback by any means, but he is not a bad quarterback. And before the season started, you had mentioned that the new quarterback over there, Wilson, I think is his name.
Yep, Zach Wilson.
I forget his name.
Zach Wilson.
Yeah, it would be the best quarterback of that draft, and the Jets have turned him into a terrible quarterback.
Well, no. Look, he's getting better every game. And last game,
he's terrible.
Yeah, but he beat Tennessee last game. And so that's the first time the Jets have won a game in the month of September, October. They're like 1-19 in that circumstance. If you want to tell me that you know, Sam Darnold was dragged down by the Jets organization, he was. And, you know, and obviously this is a different coaching staff now with Robert Saleh. Adam Gase was an idiot. He never should have been hired. The organization was a disaster. And there's no question they dragged Sam Darnold down. Now, you know, again, I think Sam has some limitations, but you're seeing him perform much better with surrounded by quality coaching and quality players. Byron?
Not you. I don't know what happened now.
Well, go ahead.
Sorry about that.
That's all right.
No, I was just, the last question I was going to ask before I got off was just to go back to USC. I don't know if I would want Urban Meyer after what's happened, because I don't think he can lead. I mean, if you're going to go to the NFL and do stupid things like that, then what makes me think that you're going to do the same thing that in college? So, I mean, he's always been a great coach, but there's always been consequences when he's been hired. So who would you hire in the end to potentially be a long-tenured solution instead of a short-term solution?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, I don't know that I love most of the names that I've heard floated. You know, the Urban Meyer thing, I think, has run its course. I think you're right. I'm not sure either side should be interested in that. You know, you've heard James Franklin's name. You know, I don't think that would be a bad hire, but there's been some recruiting issues at Penn State, some along the offensive line. You know, I don't think it would be an awful hire. I think that might be in play. You know, could you bring Lane Kiffin back on a second run? Would anybody have an appetite for that? I'm not sure. I actually think that Lane Kiffin would make some sense. And you know, he is a left coast guy, and maybe that would be his, you know, forever job. You know, if USC called tomorrow and offers Lane Kiffin the job, he's leaving Ole Miss. Okay. I mean, that much is clear, you know, and I know it ended badly on a tarmac on a runway. But you know, sometimes you can go back and be better the second time. I think Lane Kiffin clearly would be more prepared now than he was the first go around. I think Sarkisian also would have made sense in that regard. But, you know, obviously that ended badly with his issues with alcohol and the whole Pat Hayden situation out there. So I don't know, Byron. I need to think about it more. Let me think about it for a little bit, and maybe I'll come up with some other answer for you.
I appreciate it, Walt, but I'll just finish with this last little thing.
What are the names that people are talking about out there?
So, the offensive coordinator from Clemson.
Tony Elliott.
Tony Elliott. You've got...
Which the problem with that right now is that in the snapshot of the moment, Clemson's offense isn't working efficiently, and so I don't know how well-received that would be. I don't think it's fair to Tony Elliott, because I think he is a good coach, but I think that's just the truth. That's just the reality that you're dealing with in the moment.
Well, then the guy from Minnesota,
okay,
who I don't think has enough experience. And then, like you said, the Franklin. And then Urban Meyer and the guy from the Chiefs, the offensive coordinator, but I don't think he'll...
Eric Bieniemy. You know,
Eric
Bieniemy would make some sense. I don't know that it will happen, because I still think someone's going to give him an NFL job, but it would make some sense.
Well, here's the last thing that I'll say, and then I'll get off the air. But if you look at a lot of the Alabama coordinators who have gotten college jobs, they haven't really performed too well. I mean, but Sarkisian, we'll have to wait and see. And Lane Kiffin's been all right at Ole Miss. I mean, it's kind of up and down. But it just kind of seems like you're able to kind of hide the deficiencies at Alabama because the talent is so much better that you're having to coach. And then you go to a school that doesn't have as much talent.
Yeah.
And then it kind of, you know, the coaching doesn't avail as much.
Well, look, it makes perfect sense, Byron. And I think in most cases you're correct. But in the case of Sarkisian, I think Sarkisian's just a brilliant offensive mind. I've always thought so. I thought he was great at Washington before he began to develop his issues. I've said all along, I think he is the guy to rebuild Texas and restore Texas. I did not believe in Tom Herman at all. The rest of the world did. I did not. But I do believe in Sarkisian. Now, again, he has to handle his demons and handle the pressure of that job and you know, not have any reoccurrences of problems. But I think from a strictly coaching standpoint, I think he's going to make Texas a power again.
All right, well, thank you, Walt.
Thank you, Byron. Excellent job. Let me get Georgia Greg in here. Georgia Greg, all the lines are lit. I appreciate that. Georgia Greg, how are you?
I'm good, Walt. Hey, I won't keep everybody on. I just wanted to pay tribute to a fellow Greenwoodian, T-Bird. I knew him on the golf course. I knew him when he came in the pharmacy. So
how about that?
I did want to call and pay my respects to him. He used to give some, and you're right, he was not mean-spirited. He was fun. He used to make fun of my Bulldogs. But today we will respect him, love him for that. It was sad to hear. So I did want to that's really all I wanted to say.
Yeah, Greg.
I wanted to call in and say that.
We appreciate that, Greg, and it's good that you had a chance to know him, because he was just a unique individual, and again, a really bright, articulate, funny, witty guy. He just that's who he was, and I always enjoyed his calls, you know, and you had to listen to him closely, because it could sail over your head if you weren't. I sort of pride myself on listening to everybody closely, but, you know, T-Bird was just a clever, funny guy who enjoyed life.
He was the same when I talking to him in person as well. Yeah. So no different than when it is on radio personality. He was that way in life. So I wanted to just throw out my respects and props to him. So
yeah,
that was it.
That's nice, Greg. It's a good job. Appreciate that very much. Yeah, it was no act. No. He was this way all the time. Why can I never remember the guy? I don't know why I can't remember the guy's name. I asked you the other day, what's the guy in who came from the South, who's sort of like Mark Twain? I think he was actually called the Mark Twain of the South, and I'm just drawing a blank. I was trying to remember his name the other day. I don't know why. I've read some of his stuff. I don't know why I'm drawing a blank. Somebody help me with that. But that's who T-Bird reminded me of. He reminded me of him, and more so than Mark Twain. I'm just drawing a blank. Somebody help me with that. Before we get a break, hey, listen up, sports bettors. Walt Diptula here to tell you about my favorite sports book. That's BetUS. Football's back. It's time to get in on the action. I only endorse one sports book. That's BetUS.com. Why, you ask? Because BetUS has been America's favorite sports book for over a quarter century. You need a sports book with integrity, longevity. You need to know that you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, horses, esports, all kinds of crazy bets. Call today at 1-800-79-BETUS. 1-800-79-BETUS. They'll walk you through setting up account. Nobody in the industry gives bigger bonuses than BetUS. Join now. Mention WCCP. You can get up to 200% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. Go now to BetUS.com. Join BetUS.com today and start betting with America's favorite sportsbook. That's BetUS.com. Enter WCCP. BetUS.com, where the game begins. Yeah, Louis Grizzard. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, a bunch of people all over that. I knew there would be. I know my own name. I don't know why. Every time I try to remember, I draw a blank on it for some reason. Yeah, Louis Grizzard's who I was thinking of. That's who T-Bird reminded me of, even more so than, say, Mark Twain. He reminded me of Louis Grizzard. He had that type of wit, charm. That's who he was. Brilliant, brilliant man, and a big loss to all who knew him. Lines are completely jammed. I'll come right to you. Walt Diptula, Road Rage.
This is a message for all men. Look, my family doctor said my ED was incurable. There was nothing anyone could do but perform surgery. My wife was supportive. She told me it wasn't important and there were other things we could do. But deep down, I knew she was disappointed. I felt less of a man, less of a husband. I was embarrassed. I heard the ads for the Greenville Men's Clinic, and I thought to myself, how can the doctors at that clinic claim to resolve my erectile dysfunction in 15 minutes or less? So I called, made an appointment, my wife went with me, and let me say, my doctor was wrong. We have regained our intimacy. They can help. No matter your age or your condition, $99 for a doctor consultation and a test dose of the medication can help. Call now, 864-301-1111, 301-1111, 301-1111, or greenvillemensclinic.com. But be sure to ask about the incredible Pulse ED, known to increase stamina, sensitivity, and even size.
Comfort starts in the home, but what happens when that comfort is taken away? Central Electrical Services wants you to have peace of mind with Generac Home Standby Generators. By protecting your home, automatically you know your food is staying fresh in the fridge when there is a power outage after a big storm. Don't be left in the dark. Be at the forefront of backup power. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac Home Standby Generators at 864-556-8002.
Face it, local drives our economy. Shop local, eat local, locally grown, locally sourced. What about local expertise? At Allstate, Stephen Fisher is just that, a local. Contact Clemson Allstate agency, Stephen Fisher, so he can help you with protection that's right for you and the things you love most. Allstate, are you in good hands? Stephen Fisher Allstate, above Kite Hill Brewing in Patrick Square, 144 Thomas Green Boulevard, Suite 234, 643-2895. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability.
Get 0% for 72 on a new F-150 at Fairway Ford. That's right. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2021 Ford F-150 pickups. While they're still available, choose from in-stock trucks and get 0% for 72 or special order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0% for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
For over 30 years, Tiger Town Graphics has been Clemson's source for one-of-a-kind t-shirts, fleece shirts, ponchos, and everything else that's authentically Clemson. And when we say authentic, we really mean authentic. Who knows fans better than fans themselves? Made in Clemson by Tiger fans for Tiger fans. With tons of new designs each year, Tiger Town Graphics is your go-to for everything Clemson. There's something for everyone. Visit Tiger Town Graphics in downtown Clemson.
Hey Tiger fans, Clemson soccer alumni Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I wanted to update you about the current real estate market. With high buyer demand, historically low mortgage rates, and low inventory, buyers are fully prepared to purchase. If you have been considering selling, now is the time. My professional approach is to educate my sellers so you are fully prepared every step of the home selling process. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you're looking to sell your home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
Edwards Ford in Walhalla does things different, and that includes the ultimate customer experience. Edwards Ford has recently launched the Edwards Car Care Club, which includes exclusive perks like a free lifetime powertrain warranty on any new vehicle purchase, free vehicle delivery within 150 miles of their dealership, free first-year maintenance, and even a no-questions-asked 3-day exchange policy. Visit Edwards Auto now and experience the difference. 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Walhalla, and online at edwardsfordllc.com.
If you're looking for designer home furnishings or custom outdoor furniture, your next day trip itinerary should start in Clayton, Georgia at Reeves Home Furnishings. Next, visit the Summer House by Reeves in Highlands, North Carolina for unique art and home decor finds sure to make your neighbors and friends jealous. Come for the day or stay the weekend in Clayton or Highlands and include us in your itinerary. We'd love to meet you. We'll see you soon at the Summer House by Reeves in Highlands and Reeves Home Furnishings in Clayton.
Life is about connections in our homes, our jobs, our communities. Connections that make the upstate an incredible place to live. Connections that depend on reliable, high-speed internet. So shouldn't your broadband support your connections? Now it can. Introducing Upcountry Fiber, powered by Blue Ridge Electric and WCTEL. A stronger connection for today's digital world. Register your interest today at upcountryfiber.com.
Hi folks, Squawk here. Join Donnell Clark and me each Friday night for our Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Southern Wesleyan University. This week's game is Malden at T.L. Hanna. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on The Roar. And don't forget that you can help us choose where we go each week. Just log on to our website, theroarfm.com, and vote in our online poll brought to you by Stephen Fisher Allstate in Clemson. Are you in good hands?
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Your game day connection to Clemson football. All day, every game. We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Penn State fan says James Franklin makes no sense because we are going to win a natty. We'll see about that. By the way, I had like 150 people answer Lewis Grissard in a heartbeat. You know, and you know, I know my own name. I don't know why I was just drawing a blank on it, but I did. So I appreciate that. All 150 of you and the people on the on Twitter too. Texas said Tony Elliott makes perfect sense for USC. I'm not sure he does, because I think he'd be a hard sell to the fan base right now with the way Clemson's offense is playing. That's and do I think that's fair to Tony Elliott? No, his roots are there. There's no question that that's the case, and I think he would be impressive in an interview process. And if offered that job, he's going. You know, I think it still is a quality job. And, but I wonder, you know, we live in this sort of whatever the way the wind blows, fast food, instant gratification world. And I just wonder where Coach Elliott is on that scale right now. You know, it's like you got to be hot at the right moment when the right job opens. And maybe, you know, maybe things get flipped and that happens at some point. I mean, clearly they're waiting for something. Other people have suggested, you know, I'm seeing where'd it go? Minnesota, Cincinnati, coaches from those places, Iowa State, you know, Matt Campbell makes some sense in a number of locations. Look, I thought by the time the season ended, you know, this goes to show what a strange year this has been. I'm coming to you guys on the phone lines. Iowa State's been really disappointing so far. They've been competitive, but disappointing. And now they've lost to some good teams. But, you know, you expected more from this experienced Iowa State team. Campbell's done a good job there. There's no question about that. But he's yet to beat his rival, which is always a concern when you're hiring a coach. You want somebody who beats the rival. And Campbell's been unable to do that. But, you know, I thought maybe one of the jobs in the upper Midwest for Campbell at the end of the season, like if Michigan collapsed as expected. But that hasn't happened. Michigan's going the opposite way. And so Harbaugh might be secure. So that job might not be open. Campbell and USC makes some sense for a lot of reasons. Bronco fan. Bronco fan, how are you?
Hey, Walt, how you doing?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, yeah. You know, the AFC West is loaded. And I just want to get your thoughts on Denver. I know they're banged up. They're injured. Well, still, I think this team, I think they're at least a 10-win team.
Yeah, look, the problem is just the nature of the division. I mean, you know, somebody's got to lose some games in that division. I mean, the division, as you said, is absolutely loaded. And in Fangio, you have the, you know, you have the best defensive mind in football in the NFL. You know, and he's an equalizer in that regard. And, you know, Bridgewater gives you the game manager type, and that's all you need at the moment. You know, look, let's be honest. And I'm sure you recognize this as well by now, but the Denver Broncos, more specifically John Elway, made an enormous mistake in passing on Josh Allen. And I'm not saying that now. I said it then. You know, it's just a horrific mistake. Allen should have been the number one quarterback in the draft. And they chose.
Well, they passed on Fields.
Say again?
I said they passed on Fields, too. You know,
right, right, right. And but the passing of Josh Allen, I think, was criminal, because Elway should have seen himself in Josh Allen, in all the, in the physical attributes and the things he was capable of. Elway should have seen himself in Josh Allen. It was looking in a mirror, and he didn't have the common sense to take him. He drafted a defensive end. And I love Chubb, but not over quarterback. And if you had Josh Allen now, as good as that division is now, imagine if Josh Allen was the quarterback of the Broncos. And in the same
division,
think about that. Think about the absurdity of that. In the same division, you would have Justin Herbert, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and the worst quarterback in the division would be Derek Carr,
yeah. I mean, if they're healthy, the weapons are there. The weapons
are absolutely there. You've got, you know, you have talent at running back. Noah Fant is an absolute weapon. You know, when healthy, you know, Sutton and Judy and Hamler, these guys are, yeah, you're loaded with weapons everywhere. And the defense is good. So maybe Bridgewater's enough to navigate you through the season. I don't disagree with what you're saying. I wonder a little bit for everybody in that division where the wins will come from when all these teams start going head to head on a week by week basis, as we're starting to do. It's going to be fascinating to watch that division, because I really think all four teams are going to be alive all year. And I, for one, and I said this before the year, I would not be shocked if Kansas City does not make the playoffs.
Well, and I was thinking, my pick to win the West is the Chargers, right? I think Herbert's playing out of his mind. He has plenty of weapons. Yep. The defense is clicking.
Yep.
And it would not surprise me if the Chargers take it.
No, look, they're well coached now with Staley, and the defense is healthy. You know, that's a constant snapshot of the moment with Joey Bosa. But if Joey Bosa is healthy, you know, he's as dominant as any defensive player in the game. So, the Chargers are loaded. And, you know, and the thing with the Chargers and the Raiders, neither one of them fear Kansas City at all. I mean, the Chargers already went to KC and beat them this year, and the Raiders split with Kansas City last year when they couldn't stop anybody, when the Raiders had no defense. The Raiders have a defense now. Yeah, that division all year long is going to be an absolute war. Get your popcorn out. Did we lose him? Bronco fan?
Oh, you there?
Yeah, there you are. Yep. Yeah, I think you're right. The division's going to be a war all year long, and you might get to 10. What do you think? In 10-7?
I think at least. You know, we got Philly. We got Washington, Dallas. Their secondary is vulnerable. We got Detroit. So, you know, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. And then all those division games.
Maybe we can beat up on Oakland a little bit. But yeah, the Chargers and Chiefs, I think they're going. One of them will take it.
Yep. Thank you, Bronco fan. Good job. Yeah, look, I think the Raiders are in contention, too. I really do. My concern about Kansas City are twofold. One, they are now, and we again, this is something we talked about before the year, the curse of the Super Bowl loser. They're now in that mode. And then they have the worst defense in the division. I'm not sure that's even arguable right now. Now, they'll get a little healthier. Will they get better? Maybe. But I think the Chiefs have the worst defense in the division right now. And that's a problem in a division as competitive as that one, where at least two of the teams think they can beat Kansas City. Those two teams being the Chargers and the Raiders. Denver, we'll see. It is Tyler and then Matt. Tyler, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Good. Good to have you again, Tyler.
Great. Great to be on. I just have a quick question for you. Actually, this is about the future of South Carolina, and I'm not a South Carolina fan, so I really hope this happens. But do you think Shane Beamer will be in contention for a few jobs in a few years if he does decent, like maybe an 8-4 or an 8-4 or a 9-3 or something like that? Do you think maybe a bigger program will come and call? Because, I mean, I don't feel like South Carolina is the most historic place in the world, and I mean, I don't know. I could see maybe Virginia Tech looking at him possibly if Fuentes doesn't get his stuff together with their offense. I don't know if that's wrong or not, but that's just my opinion. I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on that, or if he maybe will go somewhere else bigger, you know, eventually, because South Carolina is not exactly the golden gauntlet of where you would want to coach in college football. But, you know, I mean, that's just my – yeah.
Well,
I appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you, Tyler. I appreciate the call. Yeah, you know, look, he's not exactly breaking the bank there either. But you know, we're a ways away from that. I mean, he's gonna have to prove himself. You know, first of all, you know, he's professed his love, his undying love and gratitude to Columbia, all things Columbia and all things Gamecock. So he would then be persona non grata. He'd be the most hated person in Columbia if he were to turn around and leave, if he had a modicum of success early on at South Carolina and then was to turn around and leave for somewhere else. Oh, the attitude. You want to see the attitude on Shane Beamer and Columbia change to Harry Romano? That would do it. 2 years, he goes 8-4 in year two and exits, you know, to Blacksburg or something, you know, assuming that they fire Justin Fuente. Oh, that would not be well received. You know, again, this guy has made it clear every way you can that South Carolina is his favorite destination spot on the globe. So now, look, to be fair, we see this out of a lot of coaches. You know, Bobby Petrino once went to Arkansas and called the Hogs. Still one of my favorite things ever. You know, Diaz of Miami was hired at Temple. And at his Temple press conference said, "This is my dream job. I've always dreamed of being the coach at Temple." First of all, nobody in the history of the planet, perhaps other than John Chaney, has ever said Temple was my dream job. Nobody. And certainly nobody in football. No one in football has ever said Temple was my destination dream job. But Manny Diaz did. Manny Diaz said Temple is my dream job. This is the greatest thing ever. And within like 3 hours, he was the new coach of Miami. That's, you know, that's how disingenuous and phony some of these people are, you know, but, you know, a bigger offer came his way. So, you know, we'll see. Let's let him accomplish something first. I think there are some good signs. I mean, one good sign is he's not Will Muschamp. You know, at least he has a living, breathing personality. He's a human being. You know, if you check his pulse, he has one. Matt, you'll be up first on the other side. Quick break.
At Toyota of Easley, every new Toyota comes with a 2-year, 25,000-mile free maintenance. The Toyota Care Plan is a no-cost maintenance plan with 24-hour roadside assistance. If a used car is what you're looking for, Toyota of Easley has a huge selection of certified used Toyotas that come with a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty. Call 855-2233 or visit Toyota of Easley on the 123 bypass in Easley.
State Credit Union offers some of the best loan rates around. If you have a car loan or other secured loan with another lender, you should talk with State Credit Union today. They may be able to reduce your interest rate and save you hundreds of dollars like they have for over 1,300 people this year. Plus, for every secured loan you move to State Credit Union, you'll receive up to a $100 Visa gift card. Visit their website to learn more. SCSCU.com. That's SCSCU.com. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. Tri-County offers practical training with a simpler path to a career in law enforcement. Get your pre-police academy training right here at Tri-County Technical College. You can learn more at tctc.edu/CRJ. Tri-County Technical College offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/CRJ.
There is security, and then there is serious security. When it comes to protecting the important things like the rock, there is only one choice. SecureView 24 from Priority One Security. SecureView 24 integrates live video with our central monitoring station, keeping you protected and connected during alarms. Call Priority One Security and ask about your exclusive SecureView 24 or visit us at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one security.com. Priority One Security, serious security.
You really don't need a special reason or a special occasion to shop at Reed's Jewelers. Simply put, anytime you step into Reed's, the award-winning staff will be sure you leave with a smile and what you came for. From diamonds for her to watches for him, Reed's has it. And to help you with your purchase, ask the Reed's team about their extended payment plans. Jewelry is about relationships that last a lifetime with your loved one and with your jeweler. Reed's Jewelers, online at Reed's.com, in Haywood Mall, next to Belk.
Family farmers can grow all the most wonderful products that they want to, but it's the valued partnership and love from people like Ingalls that keeps our farming going.
This week at Ingalls, select sizes and varieties Cheez-It crackers, 2 for $4. Select varieties 23 to 24 ounce Prego pasta sauce, 2 for $3. And select 5 to 8 ounce Sargento shredded cheese, 2 for $4. Ingalls, low prices, love the savings.
Hey, Tiger fans, your local Boys Camp thrift stores in Seneca and Westminster need your items to help bring hope and healing to boys in need through counseling, therapy, and life skills training. Donate your items for resale or shop their wide selection of gently used items at a great price. When you donate or shop with the Boys Camp thrift store, you're changing lives. Call today for a free large item donation pickup, like furniture and appliances, at 822-734. 822-734. You can also visit fairplaycamp.org for store hours, volunteer opportunities, and more.
I'm Eddie Bennett. Bennett Equipment is the largest locally owned construction equipment sales and rental company in the upstate. For 21 years, we've supplied equipment that's helped build our communities. Takeuchi Equipment and Attachments are the cornerstone of our business. If you need to make a purchase before year end, we need to talk now. With high demand and low inventories, don't be left out. Call us today or visit us online. And remember, when you have equipment needs, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. That makes water furnace the better choice. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate as well. Invest in comfort and savings now. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call Brian Harden at 735-8081. Water Furnace, your reliable renewable.
With some things being unreliable, there's one thing you can count on. That is catching the Mickey Pollard Show from Chick-fil-A of Clemson every game day Friday. That's right, every Friday of a game day weekend is Mickey Pollard at Chick-fil-A of Clemson from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Catch up on the latest football news. The tradition continues. Nothing says welcome back like Mickey Pollard at Chick-fil-A of Clemson. Order at Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 654-4655 or Seneca at 886-9080.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawlspace repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
your sports, your hosts, your station.
Second touchdown of the night. Got a little crease in between the tackles. Boy, does this kid look good.
105.5, 97.5. We're the Roar, baby.
Step to the Road Rage. I will not be here Friday, so you want to talk to me, you have, you know, an hour and 15 minutes and tomorrow, and that's it. We need to cover the Park National Bank. You pick up games tomorrow. At least just, you know, take a cursory glance at them today, and we'll pick them officially tomorrow, including the big UConn-UMass matchup. Honestly, when I saw UConn and UMass on the top of that list, the first game listed in capital letters, I thought it was a joke. I thought, well, this must be game 11. And no, that game's actually in the contest. UConn and UMass. And no, I don't have any idea which of those teams is worse. I know this. I think they're the two worst teams in the country. And the only teams in their level are like, you know, Akron and Vanderbilt. You know, again, Connecticut and Vanderbilt went toe-to-toe last week. Vanderbilt is just atrocious. This actually might be the worst Vanderbilt team. And of course, part of it is the injury to Seals at quarterback, of course. Let me get back to the Vibe Broadband Communication phone lines and get Matt in here. And then Rory's up next. Matt, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, Walt?
Good, Matt. Appreciate you getting in.
So I'm guessing you'll be giving your Road Rage guarantee picks tomorrow too as well, right?
Correct.
Okay, I'm one of them degenerates that you always talk about that wants to know when the picks are coming in. Right. Okay, that's good. Listen, I also wanted to let you know, too, I wasn't having such a good morning, and I was going down the road, and Quack and Kelly had just come on the air, and I was listening to them, and when Kelly read that tweet that you tweeted her this morning about putting Pat the Pumpkin in the microwave for 10 seconds, listen, that made me laugh. That was pretty good right there, man.
No, I wanted Pat put in the microwave for 60 minutes on high.
Yeah, 60 minutes. Yeah, whatever it was. That was just absolutely hilarious.
Yeah,
man.
I wanted Pat to melt down to nothing.
All right, well, melt down to nothing. All right, well, what I'm calling for, I got three picks for you real quick. All right. I just want to know if you agree.
Okay,
and that's it, and I'll get off here. I got Alabama over Texas A&M. I'm having to give up 18 points in that game. I'm going safe. I got Georgia over Auburn, giving up 15 in that one. And I'm taking Kentucky at home over LSU, giving up 3. Thoughts, and I'll take it off there.
All right. Thank you, Matt. Thank you. Appreciate it. I'm going I'm going no, and I'm going no, and I'm not sure about the other one. That's a lot of points to give up for road teams. Just a lot of points in league games. And maybe Alabama and Georgia are just that good. Or maybe A&M and Auburn are just that mediocre. You know, maybe Auburn gave us the best they could be last week, and now you're going to get a significant upgrade going against a Georgia team that's just so much better. I actually feel like, you know, we're going to learn a little bit more about Georgia this weekend. I think we learned some things last weekend. It was an impressive victory. I'm not denying that. You know, A&M is pretty good athletically, pretty good defensively. Offense is their issue. You know, keeping up on the scoreboard is going to be their issue. It's just the number of points on the surface on the road worries me a little. The last time we saw Alabama go on the road, they barely beat Florida. Had the game go another 5 minutes, they wouldn't have. Or had Florida not got behind 21-3 in the first quarter, they wouldn't have. And then, you know, Georgia, the neutral site game against Clemson, you know, obviously the other opponents Georgia played were flat garbage other than, you know, Arkansas, who they played at home. So, you know, this is going to be the best team that Georgia's faced on the road. I guess I still have uncertainty even about the best teams in the country, the alleged best teams in the country. I mean, I think all those teams still have issues. To this point, you know, Georgia looks dominant, but can they line up and bully people to the same degree on the road? We'll see. I still think their secondary is vulnerable if anybody has time to get to it. One thing that Nick's can do is he can extend plays. But Nick's is like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. You just never have any idea what you're going to get. You know, he was Mr. Hyde a couple weeks ago. He got benched. He got benched against Georgia State. Who gets benched against Georgia State as an Auburn quarterback? Think about the absurdity of that. Who gets pulled against Georgia State for JerMichael Finley, no less? But then he gets another chance, and he goes to Baton Rouge, and he played a game of war. He played tough, played really tough. I don't know why, but I had a feeling that he would rebound. You know, I picked Auburn in the Park National Bank contest, something I had to write. Rory, how are you?
I'm fantastic, Walt. How are you today?
Good, Roy. Appreciate you getting in.
A great show. I'm going to start with sports, and then I'm going to go to something else kind of toward the end. The first thing, I thought it was a great move by the Panthers to get Stephon Gilmore.
It is.
When I seen that the Pats had released him, the first thought that came to my mind was, I figured Bruce Arians and Tom Brady would be calling and saying, hey, come down here. And, you know, do you think maybe that Matt Rhule, you know, said, hey, we can't let them get in? I know they're like Jason.
Well, I think you would add 15 teams in contention for Stephon Gilmore had it extended anymore. And the Panthers sort of came in late and made their play and won the day. I think it was really smart move by the Carolina Panthers, and nothing the Panthers do from an intelligence standpoint surprises me now. I think that organization is about as well run as any in the league right now, and I think Matt Rhule is terrific. And honestly, I see a Super Bowl in Carolina's future. I don't know if it will be with Sam Darnold. We'll see, but it might be.
Well, you never know. Darnold looks good at times, real good at times, real good at times. My second question is, Red River Shootout, Spencer Rattler, is he going to last down this weekend, or is finally Oklahoma going to look good like they're supposed to, or is Texas going to rise to the occasion?
Well, look, first of all, I think Texas has looked much better since they went to Casey Thompson, who I thought they would play at the start of the year. And they've looked much better since that point. Oklahoma has not looked good against anybody. The offense has just not clicked. They've not been able to get any vertical passing game going. Mims has basically vanished, which is somewhat shocking to me. Where they're better is they're better defensively. You know, they're shutting down the run. They're better on that side of the ball. But honestly, I've already volleyed back and forth in my head on this game, you know, 50 times. I really don't have a feel for it. I don't know how anybody can, because, you know, we just have not seen the best of Oklahoma. In fact, we've not seen anything close to the best of Oklahoma. But, you know, it's sort of like with the Clemson situation. Like, I heard some people the other night here on our airways. You know, and one of the conversations was, well, you know, somebody said, I don't know who said it, but somebody said that I think this is the game Clemson breaks out in a big way against Syracuse. Well, you know, I heard people say that last game and the game before that, and it just doesn't work that way. And in my mind,
exactly.
I mean, you just got to get incrementally better. There's not this magical elixir, pixie dust breakout game kind of thing. When you're struggling, you're struggling. And so I don't think that Oklahoma is necessarily going to have a breakout game. And I wouldn't be surprised with either outcome. I have no certainty on that game at all right now.
I haven't gone over 50 times, but I've gone over a few times today since I didn't have Chelsea. Last night when I called in, you know, you kind of caught me. I didn't know exactly who you were talking about. You had mentioned PAW had let you know that I hadn't heard from him for a while. And my thoughts and prayers go out to T-Bird and T-Bird's family. He'll be dearly missed. He was great, Walt, and you compared him to the Mark Twain and Louis Grizzard. I kind of always kind of thought kind of like an Andy Griffith type guy. He always was funny as well. The Grizzard guy I'd never heard of. But I remember my son was about 10 years old. I'd moved up here in 98, and I'd been up here for a few years off and on before that, and I'd started listening to the station. And when he was on, I always enjoyed him. Always, like you said, always funny. And always, like you said, you had to catch him. But I wanted to do one thing for him.
He was subtle. He was subtle. He would take these little, you know, he'd start out talking and you would think, okay, this is really, you know, nice. And then with great subtlety and touch, he would insert these little jabs at his intended targets of the day. And it was always just very funny. Very funny. He was just a very clever man.
I was riding with my son one day. 1998, 1999, 2000. I remember my son said, "Man, that guy's pretty good." Do you know what he did at the end of his call? He said, "Bye, Walt," and then he did this. Later, buddy.
There you go. There you go. He did. That was the T-Beard horn.
Yeah, he used to do his horn.
He used to do the horn. He had the trucker's horn. I think it sounded a little stronger than that horn that Rory just gave us, which I'm not sure if that might have been on a bicycle. I'm not sure what that was, but I like that dedication. That's a good thought. That's well done, Rory, because he did. He used to hit the horn at the end, and we appreciated that too. Hey, let me tell you about my friends at Twin Peaks. First of all through the month of October, how about this, Ramona? Pets for Patriots. You drink vino, we donate for veterans. Cupcake, Imagery, Seven Deadly, Clo Wines are proud to support Pets for Patriots and connecting military veterans with shelter animals. That is such a cool and great cause. So at Twin Peaks, every time we serve the last pour of these wine bottles, a donation is made to Pets for Patriots. Come into your local Twin Peaks Lodge, that's Greenville, and help polish off a glass or two and help pets find great homes with military vets. What a great thing. Love, love, love. You know, hey, look, it's all going on. We have college football. We have NFL football. The Major League Baseball playoffs are underway. The World Series begins October 26th. Where are you watching Twin Peaks? Or where are you watching the games? It's got to be at Twin Peaks, right? There's your Freudian slip. I connected it without any words. It's Twin Peaks. It's Twin Peaks all the time. It doesn't get better. I mean, where are you going to go? You can get 28-degree draft beer served in giant...
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios. WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Hi, everybody. I'm Don Munson. And up next is your daily Clemson Athletic Update. But first, this word from Founders Federal Credit Union. Hey, Tiger fans, Founders is all in with Clemson, so get your Clemson debit card today and show off your Tiger pride. Plus, take Founders with you anywhere, anytime with Founders Online. Whether you want lower loan rates, higher saving returns, or just great personalized service, Founders has all the products and services of a big bank with a personalized credit union experience. Clemson University students, faculty, staff, and NTA members are eligible for membership. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union partner of the Clemson Tigers. Founders is federally insured by NCUA.
Well, hope you're having a great Wednesday. It was a good Tuesday night for our Clemson men's soccer team. On the road in Conway, South Carolina, they beat the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina by a score of 2-0. As Hamadé Diop scored the first goal of the match just 13 minutes into the match. And then Ozma Sila scored with 11 minutes to go in the second half for the 2-0 Clemson win. Clemson goalie George Marks totaled a season-high 9 saves on the evening and moved into a tie for 4th on Clemson's all-time solo shutout leaderboard with 18 as Clemson improved to 9-2 overall, 3-1 in Atlantic Coast Conference play. With the win, Clemson men's soccer completed the season sweep of South Carolina schools as they defeated USC Upstate, South Carolina, and Coastal Carolina by a combined score of 12-0. Now, next up for Mike Noonan and his Clemson men's soccer team will be a return.